Tonight is Monday night, February the 11th, or Vav Adar Aleph. This is the Gemara Shir on Daf Chafei Amud Aleph in Masechta Sukkah. Okay, one of the examples which Rashi cited as to a shliach mitzvah is patam in a sukkah is the mitzvah of lekabel pnei rabo beregel. And as I said, most Rishonim believe that the mitzvah of welcoming or greeting your Rebbe on Yontiv is only midrabbana. In which case, there is an added principle that is conveyed in this Mishnah. That even if you are engaged in a mitzvah midrabbanan, oisek b'mitzvah exempts you from a mitzvah d'oraisa. We're talking about eating in the sukkah. And you're only engaged in the mitzvah midrabbanan. I could have said, when does the mitzvah of oisek b'mitzvah, patam min ha-mitzvah, exempt you from a mitzvah d'oraisa? Only when you're involved in a mitzvah d'oraisa. But if you're involved in a mitzvah d'rabbanan, perhaps one should abandon the mitzvah d'rabbanan and go perform the mitzvah d'oraisa. So this particular case conveys an added chidush, namely that that even if you are only engaged in a mitzvah d'rabbanan, you are exempt based on oisik b'mitzvah, patam min ha-mitzvah, for a mitzvah mid-oraisa. What? That is correct. That is correct. This Mishnah does not distinguish between first night or third day. That's correct. Yeah.
Is the mitzvah, is the plot of oisik b'mitzvah, patam min ha-mitzvah, literally mean that you can't stop that mitzvah? Or that you don't have the optional.
Okay, obviously you missed the share last week.
I didn't miss it.
So we mentioned the Rashba, who said the Rashba is of the opinion that Oisik b'mitzvah means you're not allowed to stop mitzvah A to go do mitzvah B. Not allowed to.
Then in that case, is there a priority of mitzvah? I mean, it's hard to imagine.
No, that. No priority.
If you're involved in the mitzvah, for example, of sitting in a sukkah, that you'd be potter from the mitzvah of thinking shvuyin because you're osik in that mitzvah. It's just conceptually, you would think that there are certain mitzvahs that are so critical.
No, there are no priorities given for mitzvahs. Unless you're talking about the pikuach nefesh.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
So, but here it's obvious. If it would be pikuach nefesh, I wouldn't need a Mishnah to tell me that if you're on the way to save the guy from pikuach nefesh, that you don't have to eat in the sukkah. I don't need a Mishnah to tell me that. It's not right. It's right. Here, the case is clearly there's no pikuach nefesh situation. None. That's point number one. Point number two is a question that we raised last week, namely, and I saw two possible answers to this, how is it possible that Oisik b'mitzvah, going to learn Torah, holeich l'lmod Torah, should be exempt from doing a mitzvah if the mitzvah itself is not included in the Torah of Oisik b'mitzvah, patam min ha-mitzvah. If I'm learning Torah, right? You're learning Torah tonight. And if the shir will go who knows? Does that mean you don't have to read Kriya Shema tonight? Because you're Oisik b'mitzvah? No. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah does not include within it Oisik b'mitzvah, patam min ha-mitzvah. So how can the halicha going be superior than the actual engaging in the mitzvah itself? That's the question which we raised last week. So I saw two possible answers to this question. One is as follows. There is an interesting Rambam which writes in Hilchus Talmud. I'm going to read to you two Rambams in the Rambam. One is Hilchus Talmud Torah, one Hilchus Ishus. Hoya lefanav asiyas mitzvah v'talmud Torah. Somebody had a choice: do a mitzvah or Talmud Torah. Im efshar lemitzvah lehei asos ayudei acherin. If the mitzvah can be accomplished through somebody else's involvement, lo yafsik talmuda. So if you have pidyon shvuyim or tzedakah or any other mitzvah, bikur chaylim, levayis ameis, any mitzvah which could have been done by somebody else, you continue learning, let somebody else do it. Ve'im lav, but if there is nobody else to do this mitzvah, or it's a mitzvah which cannot be passed on to somebody else, ya'aseh ha'mitzvah, ve'achakach yachzor l'limudo. After that, you go back to your learning. So that's Rambam in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Dalet. That clearly states that technically Isaac b'mitzvah patam and ha'mitzvah does not apply to Talmud Torah. However, now I'm going to read to you the Rambam in Perek Tesvav of Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Beis. Ha'ish mitzuva alpiria veribya. Man is obligated to engage in multiplying. May aimlessai, mi ben shva esrei shana. When you're 17 years old, that's when you have to start getting married and have kids. The kevan sha'avar esrin v'lo nasa. Once 20 years have passed and you haven't married, hareze over ubitel mitzvah asay. And if you go past age 20, most of us parents don't want to hear that, but if you go past age 20, says the Rambam, you have been mevatel a mitzvah asay. Im haya osek batora vitarud v'haya misyare lisa shelo yitareyach ba'avur mizonos ishto. If somebody was learning in a kailum, and he's learning, and he doesn't want to get married, because if he gets married, he's now faced with the responsibility of making a living to provide for his wife, and he doesn't want to be saddled with that burden. Harezem mutar lehis acher, you're allowed to delay. Why? Shehaisik b'mitzvah patam in ha-mitzvah. The kosh gain b'talmud Torah. Since you're engaged in a mitzvah, you are exempt from the mitzvah of what? Of having kids. So it's not just any, it's not just Oisik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah, it's kol shekein talmud Torah that what applies. Oisik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah applies. So what's going on?
He's allowed a delay, and so
he will continue learning. He will not get married.
Right, but he's teaching some other mitzvah besides Talmud.
No, he's saying that Isaac the mitzvah is general. Kol Shekein Talmud Torah will allow you to be included in Isaac the mitzvah, Pasam and HaMitzvah. So it seems that the Rambam does at least tell us that there is a possibility of looking at Isaac the mitzvah, Pasam and HaMitzvah applying to Talmud Torah as well. So, which one is it? So there is one possible theory along the following lines. That theoretically, ekronit, fundamentally, the concept of Isaac b'mitzvah, patam in ha-mitzvah, applies to Talmud Torah as well. Except, Talmud Torah includes another halacha. Part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the Talmud is Lilmoid Amanas Lassos, correct. Part of the definition of learning is Lilmoid Amanas Lassos. So even though in theory, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah can override what? Can override another mitzvah. But the mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself is telling you that when you are up against another mitzvah, what should you do? You should do the mitzvah. Because part of the mitzvah of learning is lilmod al minas la'asos. So when is the only possible time that you can apply oisik b'mitzvah patam in ha-mitzvah in relationship to Talmud Torah? When will the mitzvah of Talmud Torah not say, hey, do the mitzvah because it's lilmod al minas la'asos? When? Talmud Torah is never Afshar Dasar Acher. But when is this mitzvah? Talmud Torah. When? So now think about what we're talking about now in Sugya.
can do that. You can't walk. Nobody else can walk for you.
No, you don't need that. Just give me now where, what was the question? How could Isaac the mitzvah, Patam and HaMitzvah apply to the halicha when it doesn't apply to the mitzvah itself? So what are we now suggesting, Rabotai?
It applies to the mitzvah in this case because you're Lomer
HaMinah HaSa.
The halicha is not what? You're not learning during the halicha. It's just, it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah without learning. Let me explain.
If you Talmud Torah,
listen carefully. According to the apparently based on the Rambam's version of Hilchos Ishus, in theory, the rule of Isaac b'mitzvah, Patam and HaMitzvah should apply to Talmud Torah. So that when I'm learning, I should be exempt from every mitzvah saseh. Why am I not exempt from a mitzvah saseh? Because part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself is to learn for what purpose to do the mitzvah. So why am I learning Masechet Sukkah? Why am I learning Masechet Sukkah? So I should not eat in the Sukkah? That's why I should... So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is telling me, abandon the plural of what? Of Isaac the mitzvah, Patam and HaMitzvah. Normally when you're engaged in one mitzvah, the mitzvah is now surrounded by the rule that if you're engaged in one mitzvah, you're Patam in another mitzvah. One second, let me just finish it. But if you're involved in the midst of Talmud, if you're involved in Talmud Torah, what does Talmud Torah tell me? Forego it. Very nice. Now, if we believe that halicha to a mitzvah is considered like what? Is an extension of the mitzvah, well, during the halicha, I am now granted the exemption of what? Isaac the mitzvah, Patam and HaMitzvah. What is the no counter? What's the no counter?
When there's no, exactly.
I'm not learning when I'm walking. When you're walking, you're only going to be in the kind of mitzvah Talmud Torah. But there is no counter which says, at this minute, it's Lumud of an Asmah. When is there a counter to Isaac the mitzvah, Patam and HaMitzvah? When you're actually learning. So when you're actually learning, the override of Isaac b'mitzvah, Patam and HaMitzvah is the fact that the learning which you are doing is guiding you to stop learning and to perform a mitzvah. We are learning Masechet Sukkah for what purpose? So we should know how to be in the kind of mitzvah Sukkah. But when I'm going to learn, I'm not learning at this minute. So we are willing to consider that walking towards a mitzvah, like the hachana for a mitzvah, is subject to Isaac for mitzvah, Patam and HaMitzvah. So in this particular case, Isaac for mitzvah of walking to what? To go to a yeshiva. You're on your way to Lakewood, and you're walking there. What happens? I'm exempt from the mitzvah of Sukkah. Why? Because the principle of Isaac for mitzvah, Patam and HaMitzvah, applies.
Shouldn't you apply to the principle of one dayo? And you're saying that if you were learning Excel, that would tell you to interrupt.
Correct.
But to get to a place where I can learn, that I shouldn't interrupt.
Right.
It's like dayo. It's like dayo the ultimate idea.
Okay, but that's the, I hear what they're saying. I'm just trying to give you one of the answers to the question that we raised. Yes.
You would have taken an hour to walk to the restaurant. You took 4 hours. So he meets you halfway. You're not exempt the other half an hour.
If he meets you halfway, that's correct.
Right. So
then because then you're no longer in the... No, but there is always Patam. That's Lahakdu is any time. And walking or while there. While you're there, you don't have to worry about any other
mitzvah. While you're there with mitzvah. Talmud Torah, right?
No. You're not covered. You're having a habrein. You're not going to shear. You're sitting to dance. You're going to have a little kumzitz. That's what it means. The company rabbi just to come say hello. That's what it means.
Can you also say that the halicha is not in a different mitzvah entirely than do with Talmud Torah? Another approach would be, it's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
Okay, so then the question was, which we raised last week, why only these three mitzvahs? Why don't we give these three examples? Why don't you say, halicha l'dvar mitzvah is part of it. Why did Rashi have to give three examples? This. Why?
You have to make sure while you're walking that you're not thinking about it.
That's correct. Because when Al Tirgizu Baderach, that's what Yaakov told Yehuda. Al-Tirgizubat, don't start thinking about learning when you miss, because you never know who's going to attack. That's correct. That's correct. Right? So that's what the Rav only drove once in his life. After he got his license, and he was thinking about a Reb Chaim, he smashed right into a tree while he was driving, and he said he never drove after that again. Because he couldn't concentrate. It was so funny, son. He'd give the shear, sometimes, especially when he got stuck at something in the end of the shear, and it was ready 3 hours and some plus, okay, we'll daven mincha. And as soon as he finished Shmon Esrei, as soon as he finished the last Kaddish, he used to say, Kaddish, 2 seconds later, oh, I have the answer. And everybody would say, that whole mincha, he wasn't davening mincha much. The whole mincha, he was thinking about what he was gonna, how he found, you know, the answer to the Rambam. It's, when you're learning, you can't concentrate on anything. So, that's one answer. The Shagasai says it's another Pasha. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah has two halachic components. One is the bare bones minimum. What's the bare bones minimum for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? What's the bare bones minimum? Recite Kriya Shema. That's it. Read Kriya Shema Shashachas, Arvas. You daven, you mekayem the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's the bare bones. There's no doubt. Because the halacha is if you read Torah Shebiksav, you're in the kind of midst of Talmud Torah, whether you understand it, you don't understand it. So if you read Kriya Shema, that's all you need. Beyond that, there's a mitzvah, of course, of the Higisa by Yom HaVelayla. Says the Shagasari, it's very simple. If you have not fulfilled yet the mitzvah of what? Of Talmud Torah. If you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Talmud Torah yet, under those circumstances, for the day, for that particular day, so now if you now come across the opportunity to fulfill your mitzvah for a minute, then of course we'll say Isaac the mitzvah, put them in our mitzvah. Talmud Torah is not inferior in the minimum category to any other mitzvah. So just as if I was putting on, if I was doing any mitzvah, I was whatever it was, any mitzvah, I'm exempt from another mitzvah. The first part, when I'm engaged in the bare bones mitzvah of what? Of Talmud Torah, I'm exempt from any other mitzvah. You know when we apply that Talmud Torah is not subject to Isaac or mitzvah, Pasam and Amitzvah already? When you were Mekayim, the bare bones mitzvah. You sat and learned for 15 minutes. You learned the Mishnah, you learned the Pasam. Now it comes to the rest of the day. The rest of the day, now you come to another mitzvah. That's not included in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's not included Isaac b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah. Because Isaac b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah is when you were involved in a mitzvah which, you know, you're right now satisfying that requirement. If you already satisfied the requirement elsewhere, but it's an addition in a ha-safa, that's how Shagasari learns to reconcile whether it's Isaac or not Isaac. Yes?
So the same thing would apply if you went to greet your rabbi and you. That
the second time in the day, there's enough opportunity for this. According to the Shagasari, that's correct. The second time around, you would not be chayiv. You would not be pasul from a mitzvah. Correct, you did the mitzvah already. That's correct.
It doesn't really help you with pushing off your wedding for learning, or pushing off marriage for learning. It doesn't explain that.
I know. But that's why some say the Rambam itself is a different share. You have to understand the Rambam, because the Rambam didn't grant you a lifetime exemption based on Isaac b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah. What did he grant you?
A delay.
A delay of up to three, he just said a delay. That's it. Didn't say how much. Didn't say, he said, mutar lehis'acher. How much? I don't know. He doesn't say how much. So even the Rambam who claims that Isaac b'mitzvah, patam and applies to Talmud Torah, it's not giving you a blanket heter never to get married. You know, that was Ben Azai, who never got married because he was still learning all day. And it's difficult to understand. Okay, let me get invited.
Now, that learning is going to go here from Europe. Because you've already accomplished, you've already had that in Europe.
Correct.
That learning is going to be here.
That's correct. Correct. Right. In fact, there's a Yerushalmi that says that Isaac for mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah by Talmud Torah applies only for Kriya Shema, nothing else. Zeshinun v'zeshinun. Why do you have to stop learning and just to do what? To read a different pasuk in the Chumash, to learn Bava Kamma. Right? You know, so why do you have to read Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? But that Yerushalmi applies it only to Kriya Shema. But for all other mitzvahs, Oisik for mitzvah, Patam and Mitzvah, does not apply to Talmud Torah. Let me invite you. So we started the Braisa last time, which now tries to explain the source. So let's just start the Gemara again. Minahani Mil, read it again. The Tana Rabbanan. Bishiftecha v'veitzecha. Prat la'isik b'mitzvah. Uvalechtecha v'aderech. Prat lechasan. Mikan amru ha'koynis v'sabesul ha'patur. V'etzalman ha'chayv. The Gemara will explain both parts. First, my mashma. How do I come to the conclusion that the Torah tells you to read the Shema, the Shiftecha, the Vesecha, that now generates Isaac B'mitzvah, Patim, and HaMitzvah? How is that possible? Amar Avuna, Kid Derech, Ma Derech Rishus, just as when you are traveling along the road, typically what does it mean? You're going for your own personal benefit. Afkol Rishus. La'afuke hai de'bemitzvah asuk. This comes to exclude somebody who's involved in a mitzvah. So we darshan from the fact that it says, b'shiftecha b'veisecha uvelechtecha b'aderech, ki derech. Ki derech. Yeah. If you take a look at Rashi for a second, where's the Rashi? Ki derech. Everybody have the Rashi? Ki derech. What example does Rashi furnish that you're traveling on the road? What does Rashi furnish? Hoylech b'derech schoira. You're on the road for doing what? Doing business. It's an unusual illustration. It's not unusual, but perhaps Rashi is saying something. Rashi could have said, you're going to the movies, you're going to play sport, you're going to for a walk. He says, holech l'schayra. So many point out that you can be medayik from this, that Rashi might be disagreeing with his grandson, Rabbeinu Tam, who is cited in the tour, Orachayim, Reish Memches. The halacha is that you are not permitted to board a ship within 3 days of Shabbos. Not permitted to board a ship within 3 days of Shabbos. This is not the forum now to ask whether it still applies today, whether you can go to St. Thomas or the Bahamas on a cruise and leave on a Thursday or a Friday. Many Paiskim are Mekel today, many are not, but there are many Paiskim are Mekel claiming that none of the reasons are really applicable today, which may have been at the time of the Gemara. But anyhow, that's what the Gemara says. So, and there's even a Machloikis, does it mean you can't board Thursday or Wednesday? Let's assume you can't board Thursday. Fine. There is one exception to the rule. If you're going to Dvar Mitzvah, you're allowed to board a ship within even Erev Shabbos. Even Erev Shabbos. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that Holech Lischora is considered the Dvar Mitzvah. A mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. You have, every husband is obligated to what? Provide food for his wife. It's a pasuk we read it 2 weeks ago. She'era tzusa ve'onasa lo yivar. You have to provide for your family. So therefore Rabbeinu Tam says the Isur of boarding a ship within 3 days of Shabbos is suspended for going for business, and the Xerah the Rabban is only for pleasurable trips. So some Achrayim claim that when Rashi chooses to illustrate that what? That Ki Derech, Ma Derech Rishus is Holech Lischora, is that Rashi disagrees with his grandson Rabbeinu Yankel. That the Rabbeinu Tam believes that business is considered a mitzvah. Rashi says, absolutely not. It's considered reshus. And that's why he chooses that particular illustration based on the fact that he knows that it has halachic implication beyond this particular Gemara, that it's generally defined as something which is dvar reshus and not mitzvah per se. Let's continue the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, Milo Askinon the ka'azal advar mitzvah. How do you know that this guy was traveling when the pasuk says uvelechtecha v'adera? How do you know this guy was going what? Only Lidvarosh, maybe he was going to do a Dvar Mitzvah. He's going to shul, he's going to give tzedakah, he's going to learn. V'ka'amar Rachman Alikrei. And nonetheless, even though he was going Lidvar Mitzvah, what does the halacha say? Let him read. Answers the Gemara, Im Kain Leima Kra B'Sheves Uvaleches. My B'Shiptecha Uvalechtecha, answers the Gemara, Beleches ditcha, who the mechaikas? When you're going for yourself, Beleches ditcha, then you're obligated to read the Shema. Inference, ha, Beleches the mitzvah, ptiras. But if you are going to fulfill a mitzvah, under those circumstances, you are pater. Asks the Gemara, ihachi, afilu, Kones eso almana nami. Why is it that the Brisa said that the only time that you are exempt is what? Is if you're marrying a basula. If you're marrying an almana, just the same mitzvah applies. No mitzvah, no less mitzvah. Answers the Gemara. Almana lo tarid. To answer my Kones as Abasula Tarid, Kones Almana Loi Tarid. That when you marry a Basula, you're always concerned that what? Whether she's a virgin or not. That's why you're exempt, because there is Tirda. And not just that you're being Mekayim a Mitzvah, but there is Tirda involved. You're very concerned whether she was a Basula or not. But then you'd have to come to Bezdin the next day and, you know, claim that Loi Matzasi Levitcha Besulim, and claim that maybe she had an affair after we were engaged, maybe we're coming to reduce the Psuba, whatever it is. And Amman, there's nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. Why? Because you know that she's not a Besulim in any case. Yeah. Says the Gemara. Now, the Gemara's answer is not 100% clear. Why? Because when are we asking that a chassan should be exempt from Kriya Shema? When are we asking? Are we asking when? During the chuppah? Is that what we're asking? Or are we asking the night, the entire night? So the assumption here is that during the chuppah itself, when you're actually involved in the maisa, should getting married be a mitzvah, everybody claims there is no distinction whatsoever between a basula and an almana. Where is the difference? The halacha is that a chassan, who is pater from kriyashma, it's not just during the time of the chuppah, but it's the entire first night. Chassan is pater laila harishon. So there can be a difference between what and what, between a basula and an almana. But the Gemara doesn't really want to highlight the difference that during the chuppah, because during the chuppah you are a isik b'mitzvah, and there it makes no difference whether it is what, an almana or a basula. But the Gemara's intent is to focus on the p'tur of chassan for kriya shma, not just during the wedding itself, but even in relationship to the entire night. Yes?
How do you extrapolate that to the Mishnah? Right? To the Shluch Emet, so if you remember. So has the Gemara introduced a new concept now of Tirda?
Yes.
Not just Osei B'mitzvah, Pater B'mitzvah, it's really has two components?
Correct. 100%. In fact...
Do it at the same time or either one?
Ah. No, that's just it. There are two separate exemptions here. One is Isik b'mitzvah patam and amitzvah, and the other one is what? Chassan because of Tirda. In fact, so the Gemara is going to ask, well, if Tirda is an exemption, so we might need some kind of comment. The Gemara is going to pursue your question in just 2 seconds. In 2 seconds. 2 seconds. First of all, Rabotai, is there a mitzvah to get married? Yeah. That's correct. We once did. So you should remember it. Is there a mitzvah to get married or not? So machlokes the Rambam and the Rush. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus writes clearly that getting married is a mitzvah, and that's why the Rambam writes the chassan should make the berachas erusin. Nobody else. No, you get some tzaddik kedushin. When you do a mitzvah, you have to make the bracha. So the Rambam writes that the chassan must make Birchas Erusin himself, because he's the one performing the mitzvah. If I'm taking the lulav, you can't say, Asher Kishon Sitzman, I'm the tilas lulav. You can't. But if I'm doing the mitzvah, I have to make the bracha. If we're both doing the mitzvah, that's something else. So now I can be yotzei the bracha with you, no doubt. But in this case, so the Ravid says, no, anybody can make the bracha. But the Rambam says two things. Number one, the chassan has to make the bracha. Plus, the Rambam says... Okay, but that's not the... Okay. Plus, as is our case also, but not everyone agrees, the bracha must be recited before you say Harayat Mekudeshesli. Some Rishonim say you can say it afterwards. Because it's like, it's a bracha shevach. Correct. But the Rambam says... Because there's a mitzvah to get married, and he cites the pasuk, "Ki yikach esh isha." Very nice. The Rush, what? One of Taryag mitzvahs, the mitzvah to get married. That's correct. What is that? Because that's just it. Before or after, he's not at the mitzvah. He's not doing the mitzvah. That what? Okay, so because that's why I said to Benny, there's going to be two separate ideas here. One is Oisei permitzvah, and then there's a separate halach of chassan. And chassan has this tier, though, we're going to get to it in 2 seconds. It's two separate halachas, I grant you that. During the chuppah itself, I don't need a special halach of chassan. Then it's Oisei permitzvah, part of the mitzvah. So one more second. The Rush and Ksubas and Daf Yud Beis makes the startling statement. Startling. He says there's no mitzvah to get married. Mitzvah to have kids, but there's no mitzvah to get married. How can you possibly fulfill the mitzvah of having children without having kids? He says, oh, you can have a what? A pilegesh. It could be mekhanimus approval with a pilegesh, a concubine. Okay, that's the Rosh Hashita. There are 50 gemaras that seem to disagree with the Rosh. The most famous of which is the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin, where the Gemara says, "Ha'ish mekadesh bai ubishlucha." So the Gemara asks a simple question: if you can be mekadesh with your shliach, you certainly can be mekadesh yourself. Why does the Mishnah have to say, "Ha'ish mekadesh bo ubishlucho"? Just right, "Ha'ish mekadesh bishlucho." Then I'll know that you can be mekadesh yourself. Answers the Gemara, "Mitzvah bo yosem bishlucho." Because there's a bigger mitzvah to do the mitzvah yourself, rather than do a mitzvah, you're a shliach. And Rush can't answer that question. But anyhow, let's continue with the Gemara for 2 seconds. Correct.
What about before the chuppah?
Even before. It's Laila Harishon. The chuppah is 10 o'clock at night. Sefer comes at 5. You're exempt. Correct. It's from the time that the chiyuv of Kriya Shema sets in until the first night.
But that's really where there's even the greater tier, though, because it's more anticipation of the anxiety.
1,000%. 1,000%. And all Rishonim are learned this way. That the Gemara's response is only not during the Chuppah itself, it's only the pre and post. That's the only discussion. Except for Rav, I'll get to it a little later, Rav Haigon says no. The Gemara is distinguishing that when you marry an almana, there's no Isaac ben mitzvah, patam and mitzvah. It's very difficult to understand. But let's just read the Gemara for 2 more seconds to crystallize the principle. Says the Gemara, V'chol heicha detarid hachanami depater. You mean to tell me any time that a person's mind is preoccupied, it means that automatically he's exempt from doing a mitzvah? Elamayata. Tava Svina Sobayam Ditarid. Hachanami Depater. If your ship is sinking at sea, you mean to tell me you're exempt from mitzvot? I would think you're exempt from mitzvot for lots of reasons. Because you sink a you're shipping. Yeah, your ship is sinking. You know, what's it? But technically speaking, if the ship has begun to sink, so your mind is preoccupied a little, but you have plenty of time to recite Shema. You know, maybe you should say a lot of Kavana. But if you hold it teared up, your mind is preoccupied, you're exempt. So a guy who's on a boat where the ship is just about to sink, he's exempt from all mitzvahs. V'chitei mahachanami. If you like to say yes, if you're on a boat and you're somewhat preoccupied.
Not that you're on the boat, you could be insured, you could just see your boat.
Correct. Can be that same thing. Right? V'chitei mahachanami. No, so then this, if you're willing to take this line of thinking, you know, anybody who's on the stock market will also say, I'm covered, I'm very covered. It's very difficult, right? So somebody's watching the Super Bowl, you know, to say, I'm also very covered. I'm very covered, and I'm not going to read Kriya Shema. So Omar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Omar Rav, Ovel Chayef Bechol HaMitzvah Amuris Batoiva, Chutz minat filin, sharei nema ben pa'er, and avel is chayiv in all mitzvahs of the Torah, with the exception of tefillin. And avel does not wear tefillin yom rishon shel avels. The reason why he does not is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel when his wife died that pe'ercha chavush alecha. You keep your pe'er, and we assume that. You know, Hanais, you know, Iter Yisrael b'Sifara is a reference to tefillin. So you keep your tefillin on. So Chazal understood that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to tell Yecheskel to keep his tefillin on, that everybody else doesn't don their tefillin then. So if the halacha was that every single tirda is exempt from a mitzvah, why would I need a special halacha that what? That an avel is exempt from the mitzvah of tefillin. Tefillin is one of 248 mitzvahs aseh. An avel certainly is tarud. His mind is, he's distraught. He just suffered a terrible loss. So we should say that an avel is exempt from all mitzvahs throughout the shiva. Why is it that the Brisa says that an avel is chayv in every mitzvah, even though an avel is tarud as well? Answers the Gemara. Hacha. Tarid tirda the mitzvah. Hasam tarid tirda the rishus. The difference is as follows. Tirda per se does not generate a ptur for mitzvahs. So the boat situation is certainly dismissed. The stock market is certainly dismissed. It's only tirda that is genuine tirda of a mitzvah. So I know your question, so just give me 2 seconds. So therefore, when it comes to a chasen and kala, we now understand. This guy who's marrying a besula, has tirda. Because be'ila rishayna, the first, having relationship the first time, be'ila rishayna is a mitzvah. So, he's now worried if she can be a virgin or not. You know, the first time that they get into bed together is anxiety ridden, there's no doubt. So therefore, the tirda related to the mitzvah of Be'ila Rishayna exempts the chasam throughout the entire night. With an almana, there's not that much tirda because, first of all, she's not a psula any longer. Plus, already she herself is not going to be as nervous, and as a result, there is no tirda. Even that is considered what? Tirda the rishus. The only time that tirda extends is if it emerges tirda the mitzvah. Nice. So, which case should have been included? Which case should have been included? Avelus. One would have said that if your mind is so preoccupied because you're grieving over a lost parent, That seems to be pure to the mitzvah.
What's the mitzvah?
To be misabel. Let's take a look at Rashi. To be misabel. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi, three lines from the bottom. Tirda de Rishus. Hasam Tari Tirda de Rishus. Says Rashi. She'af halpi shehu chayev lin hodavelus shel ne'ila rechitza v'sicha leharos kvod meitzo. Even though he's obligated to what? To sit on the floor and wear no shoes and not to bathe and so on and so forth. There's no obligation that he's got to get eino chayv lehitzta'er. What does that mean? He doesn't have to get upset about it. Rashi is miratzen egra, is very difficult. Very difficult. Because what Rashi is trying to suggest to us, and I'm going to frame it carefully. But I'm going to frame it against the following background. Listen carefully. And this was one of the Rav's, one of his major prototype of categories. Most mitzvot of the Torah, Rav Osai, the Maisa HaMitzvah and the Kiyum HaMitzvah are all the same. What's the Maisa HaMitzvah of the Tilas Lulav? Shaking a Lulav. What's the Kiyum HaMitzvah? Shaking a Lulav. There are a handful of mitzvos where the Kiyum, the Maisa HaMitzvah is one and the Kiyum HaMitzvah is something else. Kriya Shema is the greatest example. The Maisa HaMitzvah is to read the Psukim. To read Shema Yisrael until Hashem Elokei commands. What's the Kiyum HaMitzvah? Kabbalah Salmachus Shemayim. That becomes a mental awareness. So too the Rav believed is the same thing by Simcha and Aveiros. By Simcha, there are technical ways to be Misameach. You dance, you have Sheva Brachas. But what's primarily the mitzvah of Simchas Chasam V'Kala? Or take for example Simchas Yantiv. Simchas Yantiv, you have this Achil and Shtia. What is Simchas Yantiv? What's the Kiyum HaMitzvah to mean? Usmachtem l'fnei Hashem Elokeichem. To be cognizant of the fact that I have an opportunity to have a closer relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a Kiyum HaMitzvah. By Avelus, there is also two elements. There is the Maisa HaMitzvah, which is to sit on the floor, to wear a beged karua, to rip garments, to wear, not to wear shoes. Then there is the Kiyum HaMitzvah. What's the Kiyum HaMitzvah? Does it mean you should be sitting on the floor and watching TV? Does it mean sitting on the floor and talking business? No. What's the Kiyum HaMitzvah? Precisely to feel the loss, to experience the loss. And that the Maisa HaMitzvah are just designed to help promote the feelings. So how can Rashi say that by an Avel, what do you have to do? You have to sit on the floor. But Eino Chayv Mitzta'er. What do you mean Eino Chayv Mitzta'er? The whole essence of Avel is to be Mitzta'er on the loss. Prove it that that's the case. Prove it that that's the case. Quote me the Halacha that that's the proof. That Rashi is difficult. I can't say Rashi's wrong. That is Rashi's difficult. Quote me a halacha by Avelus. Especially in today's day and age, where you can do something sitting right on the floor in the base of Avel, and you're not allowed to do it because there's an Issa. What am I talking to? What? No. That also might be true. That's also, but I want a clear example for everybody.
Keep together with other people.
No. An Avel is not allowed to do malacha. Asur Vasi is malacha v'shiva. Now, in the time of Gemara, what it meant doing malacha, you go out, you fasten. Today, you sit there with your pilot, right? And you sit there and you make 50,000 transactions, sitting there in the bayis. Why is an Avel not allowed to look at his iPod during the shiva? Because it's Hesach Hadas. Why is it that you can't learn? Because it's going to make you happy. And then you're happy, what happens? your mind wanders from what you should be thinking about. What should you be thinking about? The loss. You're supposed to agonize over the loss. So I can't explain to you how Rashi tried, and you can't really blame Rashi, it's the Gemara that said it. But Rashi's explanation that you only have to do the technical things, but there's no chiyuv to be mitzvah. I am at a loss to explain. Yes?
Is Rashi leading us to that this doesn't apply when you have a difference between the kinyan and mitzvah and the mitzvah? That that's why this case doesn't apply?
So maybe you're now saying, but why should it?
We just said a wedding is similar, right?
Correct.
So if it's similar, that it has two components and each are different, then why are we differentiating it in our Gemara?
Because your question is even better. Why are we differentiating? The Gemara does differentiate. The chassid is granted his tirdah, and the other is not granted his tirdah. I don't know. If we are now plateauing, but you know, comparing them, that they both have these elements, correct?
I would have thought if anything, Rashi said that the person has a different level if you might think him, and the other doesn't, and then maybe he's going to give a blanket statement if it's the same, then it doesn't apply.
I don't understand it. Yes.
You know, really, in actuality, the absence of a chassid, in theory, should have been for the owner. Because the chassid has the meister mitzvah instead of whose chassid is. He's wrongly told that meister occurs whether she's a tefillah or not. The owning has that mitzvah in front of him to do the...
No, I'll tell you why aninus is not the comparison here. Because an owning is potter based on simple isik b'mitzvah, potter and a mitzvah. What does he have to do? He has to make the takrichen. he has to dig the grave. We're not talking about that here. Again, we're not focusing on the chassan while he's doing the Maisa Kedusha. No one ever expected the
chassan. The Maisa Bia.
No, he's not. That takes 5 minutes.
But he's worried.
Before or after.
But he's worried about what that Maisa Bia.
So the tears of, that's not an Onei. The Aninus exemption, according to Rashi, is classic Isik for Mitzvah Pasam and Amnes. That's why Rashi says Aninus is suspended on Shabbos. Because you can't be misasik. Can't be misasik. Yes.
You said last week that everybody agrees that wearing tefillin and wearing tzitzis is not considered an oseg that triggers the tzur.
Right.
So because in other words, this guy going back to the issue of being an actual time shayin, it's not a tzur. If you're just wearing tzitzis, it's not going to cause you an exemption. So why would it be?
That's an excellent question.
That's the same question of the chassan.
No.
The chassan is tiered as a mitzvah, and there's an actual
physical action which precludes him.
But not sure. Not until he gets there. It's only tiered up.
Right. But it's tiered up. Got to be associated with an action that has a start and an end.
But that's just cruising. Once you're right, I could have said, you know why an Aver was higher than all mitzvahs? Because he's not being mitzaseh in another mitzvah. He's just sitting around. So the chidush is that the person, without the halacha tiyachesta, would an Aver have to wear tefillin?
Yeah.
Of course. Why would he have to wear tefillin? Because even though we see mitzvah the mitzvah avelus, but this type of mitzvah doesn't generate a p'tur of Isaac from mitzvah. The Gemara here is countering that what should have generated the p'tur? The tirda.
Tirda related to
a mitzvah.
And not tirda the mitzvah.
That's what Rashi claims.
That's the
Gemara claims. Correct.
It's not tirda the mitzvah.
That I can't understand.
But that's what I'm trying to say. It's not tirda the mitzvah because there's no mitzvah being done in the time period of Avedis.
It's a state of mind related to a mitzvah.
But it's not kind of a mitzvah that on its own would have generated osek of the nirkotim and a mitzvah. It's like wearing tzilin. Well, it's like wearing talis.
Right.
That would generate tzur for osek and a mitzvah and part of the
mitzvah. So you're saying that you, in order to get started, you have to have at least 5 minutes of an action where the action would generate a ptur. So now you can extend that five to include the tirda. But by an avel, where throughout the 7 days, there is no 1 minute where he's so preoccupied that he can't do a mitzvah. So therefore, the tirda alone is of no consequence. Good. Okay. Okay. I hear that. I hear that. I hear that. Correct.
That's why you said chassid with the sula. He's got a mitzvah.
And you're making a bris milah.
Right.
You're doing it yourself, and it's your first try. Isn't that a tirda situation? Comparable to that.
So you're asking me a father before the bris, right, when he's doing it himself. Okay. If you wanted to, I might go along with that. Yeah, I would hear that. Yeah. You know, but they don't discuss it because they know there are most wives wouldn't allow their husbands to do the bris. You know, correctly so, I must say. But there is another important halacha that Rashi conveys to us, and it's subject to a titanic machloikas. Rashi writes, why is it that an avel is chayiv to be noheg avelus of ne'ilas ha-sandal, rechitz and sicha? Why does Rashi say an avel has to be noheg avelus? Kvod ha-meis. So I'm going to set up my machloikis or rishonim based on the famous machloikis in Masechus Taras. The Gemara asks the following question. Is hefteh Yikra the Shikhvei or Yikra the Chaye? What is the purpose of a hesped? Is it in honor of the deceased? Or is it what? Is it on behalf of the survivors? Truth be told, a good hesped has to be both.
Okay.
But the Gemara asks this question. One of the Nafka Minas, whether it's Yikra the Chaye or Yikra the Shikhvei, is as to whether or not the deceased can be mindful or not. The deceased. The deceased said 5 minutes before he died, I don't want any hesped. Don't want any hesped. So now, should the children be masked or not? The answer is, since we passed him that hesped is yikra the shikvei, he should not, there should be no hesped. The Rambam writes clearly, Perek Yudbeis, Hilchos Ovel, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes, where is it? The Gemara, it's not in Tainus. The Gemara's question is in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says, what's the Nafka Mina? Kishamar Hameis Al Kaspiduni, don't make any hespeda for me. And the Mechaber Paskins in the Rambam in Perek Yudeis Hilchos Avel Alach Aleph and the Shulchan Aruch Shinmin Dal Yud Mi Shitziva Lo Lahaspido Shomin Lo. Shomin Lo. The Ramah writes that the exact same thing is in relationship to the nivug of Shiva and Shloshim. A father or mother says, a brother says, a child says, okay, mother, you don't have to be in the saddle for me.
You don't have to.
I don't want you to be, or you don't have to be. They can be Michael. So there, if he says, I don't want you to, that's one thing. Or he says, I don't have to. Good, I don't want to take off a week from business. My father said he does not, you don't have to. The Ramah says he can be Michael. And many disagree with the Ramah, and the Ramah hangs his shoulders upon whom? On Rashi. Because Rashi writes that what is the origin, what is Nihuk Avelus related to? Koyanes. If it's Koyd HaMeis, you can be Michael. You can be Michael. So the Mechaber, the Ramah writes that a father or mother who say, you don't have to be Nisavel for me, or I don't want you to be Nisavel, you're not Nisavel. You know, don't do anything. However, you look at the Pisrei Tshuva, and the Pisrei Tshuva says, Pisrei Tshuva quotes that you don't have to that you can listen to, you don't have to suspend it. The Ramah says it doesn't apply for Shiv and Shlosh. Only applies for Yudei Chayim. The Ramah says it does not apply for Shiv and Shlosh. Pisrei Tshuva quotes others who say it even applies for Shiv and Shlosh. So the, what? I'll tell you how in a second. So the Rashi serves as the source for Shiv and Shloshim as well. Why does the Ramah distinguish and say that Shiv and Shloshim no, but Yud Beis Chodesh yes? Because the Ramah believes that since the halakha of Shiv and Shloshim is not limited only to what?
Okay.
To parents. It's obviously a din in avelus that you have to be misavel. Since Yud Beis Chodesh is only for what? Father and mother, it's an extension of what mitzvah? Kibud Avraham, which is Shayach Mechila.
What would you say about a state in the Ramah? He agrees?
So he paskins that it's okay, because it's called Yichvir Shichvi. Yes.
But Shivan Avelus is different than...
That's correct, according to the Ramah. The Ramah says he can be parents cannot be Michael on Shivan Shloshim, but they can be Michael on Yud Beis Chodesh. And there are people today who I know have even asked their parents about it. When because they know that they have 15 chasnas lined up, and if the parents are going to go to the Olam HaEmes, so they ask, you know, do you want me to be Miss Abel the entire year? And the father and mother said, no, you don't have to. Shivan Shloshim is enough. And they'll waive it. Or if the parent takes the initiative themselves. So that even the Ramah would allow. Because it seems to be an extension of Kibud Avraham. Kibud Avraham. But the Ramah says, Shivan Shloshim, no. So the Ramah would say, that the Chiyuv of Shiva is not necessarily Kfayt HaMeis. Shiva is not Kfayt HaMeis. It's the mitzvah that you have to be Nisavel. Not because of Kfayt HaMeis. You must be Nisavel, because that's what the Torah expects. We want you to feel, to demonstrate the loss. You're not doing it in their honor necessarily. So this particular phrase in Rashi is used by many to support the position cited by the Pisrei Tshuva that if you want to even be Michael on Shiva and Shloshim, that's okay as well, because Rashi claims that these halachas are Nishim Kvayt HaMeis and no one else. There is one halacha that would support, another halacha that would support Rashi as well. What happens if somebody has no relatives? Anybody know what the halacha is? It happened a couple of years ago when a very fine Talmud Chacham at Yeshiva University passed away. He was blind, Yossi Wineski. Does anybody remember what the Rabbeim did? Some of his close Rabbeim friends each sat Shiva. They sat Shiva themselves for a day. Each one took a different day. And the Talmidim and the Yeshiva came to be Menachem. So what's going on here? There are no Avelim here. There are no Rivas. So what are you sitting in Shiva for? Must be that's Kfayt HaMeis. Precisely. That even if there are no technical Avelim, we demonstrate by having other people engage in a mock Shiva, because that's for Kfayt HaMeis. If there is no, and that's exactly Rashi's point. If it's Kfayt HaMeis, one can expect it or demand it, even if there are no Avelim. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What? Correct. 100%. Excellent point. Excellent point. It's the same halacha. Right? Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue next Devach. When the Gemara challenged this and tries to bring a different source to the Torah of Isaac B'Mesa Patam and Amesha.